can be done by their male counterparts. So I think in this economy, if people, young people are equipped with such kind of skills, I think they will end up having a very bright livelihood.
So true. Any tips on income generation during this period, Uncle Teach, before you go? Because I think a lot of young people are actually listening. And in fact, a lot of people of all ages are listening right now. And in doing a major challenge, lockdown, what can I do so that I'm still able to feed my family? I'm still able to take care of the things I need to take care of.
Yes. Sure. I think it's a known fact that COVID has posed quite a number of challenges, especially to people who are conducting income-generating activities, especially the informal ones. Like I said, that's where most of our clients fall under. Right? We know restrictions have been, movements have been restricted. That is, there is no free movement from point A to point B. This has affected these businesses of the children and young people living with HIV in the fact that they cannot go and fend for raw materials, or they cannot go and purchase the things that they want to sell freely. There are quite stringent restrictions that prohibit their movement. They cannot even sell whatever they want to sell freely because they cannot access markets because of this COVID-19 lockdown. So what I encourage these children and young people living with HIV is, there's a statement that I usually like to say when I'm in one of my trainings, that take the business to the doorstep of the customer. Though you should be practicing all what is wanted by COVID-19, that is sanitizing, social distances. If you know that people in this household, they need masks, instead of them coming to you, bring the business to them, go and sell to them. During this lockdown period, people should rely more on e-advertising, virtual marketing. That is, there is no room for people to be doing physical marketing, but e-advertising and e-marketing. Then there are also some income-generating activities that thrive so well in this COVID-19 lockdown. Mm. Let's look at masks. Produce masks and sell masks. You make a living. Let's look at sanitizers. Hmm? Get as many sanitizers as possible, sell them to the people. We are also looking at the issue of detergent. People are being encouraged to wash their hands regularly so that they are free from this COVID-19 pandemic. So buy these and sell them. That is how one can make money. And one other thing that I want to say is the sky is the limit. As long as you are still a young person with all the energy to run around, think through, go out there and ask for advice from many people as possible. I think that's the advice that I can give to the young people living with HIV.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Uncle Teach. Certainly, I was taking notes there. And really, and what I took away from it was, where there's a need, there is something that you can do about it. Especially if you have a need for something, it means most likely that you're not the only one. So find out how many other people have that similar need and find a way of filling that need. Well, this is Jandiri. Uncle Teach, we have to say goodbye to you. Thank you so much. And you know what, Lois?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the perfect time for a song.
Yes, let's do this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Uncle Teach. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. Stay safe too.
We will certainly try. And look, by the way, we are streaming live on the Jandiri Facebook page as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page. So go ahead, follow, like, and if you have any questions, just stick them up right there. But for now, we get into a song. Together, Superpower.
Am I just an equation? Just the sum of my parts. Whenever you go near me, you don't hear my heart, and it beats. A million constellations.
Hi, my name is Doug. I'm here to talk to you about mental health. Some people think this means being mad or crazy, but it doesn't. It means staying healthy and feeling good in your mind and heart. There are a lot of things that can make our lives difficult, especially in times like this, where COVID-19 is changing the way we live. It's important to know that a lot of people worry, but there are things you can do to help yourself and others cope. So, what are some of these things you might experience? During hard times, you might feel anxiety, which is when someone worries a lot, or you might feel depressed, which is when a person feels very sad and hopeless. When depression is severe, it can lead to thoughts of suicide. If you experience threats or violence, it can cause fear and worry that the threat might happen to you again. You might worry that COVID-19 is a threat to your life or to someone you love, which can result in these feelings. Depression, anxiety, fear, and worry can mean you don't enjoy life, or you have a poor concentration, or feel irritable and angry. These problems can also cause you to feel physically unwell, including having fast breathing, a pounding heart, poor sleep, poor appetite, and headaches. In stressful situations, violence or abuse may increase in homes and in families. Abuse of any kind is not okay, and you need to get help from a trusted person.
Watch me demonstrate. Kubata ninja shades. Kuflex is in my gates. Nijimanya mucha denga. Yashika mucha tenda. Jigoka, ona. Lazarova pona. My superpower keta. Abasati bambo ona.
Abasati bambo ona.
Abasati bambo ona.
Rumeni we are kumi.
That's a track called Together Superpower, and you should check it out on YouTube. The animation is incredible. And
it's just amazing.
It is, and it's on the Africade Zwandiri channel on YouTube. Check it out, Together Superpower. This is a Zwandiri, probably brought to you by Africade, supported by UNICEF Zimbabwe. And for this particular episode, we're talking about livelihoods within the current environment. And, you know, it's all about COVID-19 right now. The things that we can do, you know, the things that you can do. And really, it's all about just opening your eyes and, you know, making use of the net. And of course, you know, looking out for all sorts of opportunities that are out there. And note, you have to be able to do all these things from home whilst you're on lockdown.
It's very true. It was quite an interesting discussion, you know, where Uncle Tish also talked about, like what you're saying, making sure that we maximize our efforts in terms of e-marketing, e-advertising, to make sure that we are keeping safe and keeping the people around us safe as well.
Wise words indeed. And joining us now is Auntie Thelma, and she's a district mentor with Africade, and she's also going to be helping us with this. Now, Auntie Thelma, in your work supporting your clients, what other challenges are linked to livelihoods have you encountered during this period? And, you know, what is being done to address these challenges?
Okay, hi patients, hi Lois.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
All right.
Some of the challenges have been raised in previous